The Trump administration's plans to dominate space have gained momentum, with the announcement it'll create a space force within the next 2 years. In his address at the Pentagon, Vice President Mike Pence said it'd be an entirely new branch of the US military. But critics say it'll be unnecessary, expensive and bureaucratic. Thomas Arete prepared this report.
Thunderbirds are go.
Space has captivated our hearts and minds for decades. The final frontier and the ultimate challenge. And what was once confined to the imaginations of television screenwriters has now made it to the Pentagon.
We must have American dominance in space.
US Vice President Mike Pence says the time has come for a space force, and it'd be responsible for a range of space-based military capabilities, including the satellites enabling GPS and the sensors that help track missile launches.
Establishing the Space Force is an idea whose time has come.
His remarks were timed to coincide with the release of a Pentagon report outlining the steps needed to create a Space Force. But you might be thinking you've heard some of this before. Here's President Donald Trump earlier this year.
We must have American dominance in space.
And when he first floated the idea, it was a dream for American talk show hosts like Stephen Colbert and Trevor Noah.
But there's no threat in space. Who are we fighting? Satellites? A bunch of frozen monkeys? Elon Musk's convertible?
But seriously, though, a space force? This guy's not even done with his wars on Earth and he wants to start fighting in space? Like, he's got the attention span of a five-year-old. He's like, I want space! Someone needs to be like, finish your Afghanistan, and then you can have space, Donald.
Evidently, that hasn't deterred the president, who took to Twitter overnight.
Space Force, all the way!
But some space experts are already speaking out. Former astronaut and retired US Navy captain Mark Kelly said a separate military branch devoted to space would be redundant.
There is a threat out there, but it's being handled by the US Air Force today. Doesn't make sense to build a whole nother level of bureaucracy in an incredibly bureaucratic DOD.
Dr. Nikki Coleman is a military space ethicist from the UNSW Canberra Space Ethics Team. And speaking to AM from Geneva, she says she's also concerned about the bureaucracy involved.
Part of the concern is obviously that it will be a lot of duplication, so they'll have to have similar bureaucracies to the Army, the Navy, the Air Force and the Marines. And so that's a whole layer of expense which could actually be used more proactively in actually space operations.
Former NASA astronaut Clayton Anderson told Fox News he's more open to the idea.
It's something we ought to at least be looking at, and how we do that, again, it's the how, the implementation.
One thing's for sure, space fanatics are eagerly awaiting the president's next move, and whether the next major conflict will be truly out of this world.
Thomas Arete with that report.